What if you have a mother and father that are basically, you know, putting their kid in the sink, giving him a bath, you know, and they think it's cute. It's like my first bath, you know. It's like things like that, you know.
Yep.
It's like you shouldn't have to prove yourself innocent if you actually have a kid and, you know, you took a couple of pictures of the kid, like, in the bath for the first time. Something as innocent as that, you know.
That's an outstanding point.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Another thing is that it kind of changes the rules of the game for how you can hurt people that you don't like.
Yeah.
So we've got this swatting right now that we've had for a couple of years. You don't like somebody, well, you pretend that there's a hostage situation and you get the police SWAT team to go there and,
really?
You know, people
yeah,
have
yeah.
been killed from doing that.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
if
yeah.
Apple had gone ahead and implemented this thing, you want to get somebody in trouble for child pornography, which we have very harsh laws, then what you simply need to do is figure out how to get a bunch of those onto their phone.
Right, right. Yeah.
So that becomes the kind of... So that, I think, was... Apple saw the light on that with just realizing all of the kinds of problems
I think that, this is fascinating conversation. We'll be to be continued. I'm going to switch over the board to Edward so he could start his show for the night. I will be back next week, 5 to 8 p.m. You want to pop in a little early next week, and if you can, Edward?
Yeah, let's see about that.
Yeah, and maybe we can continue this conversation next week.
Yeah, actually, and let's see. I think if you get this AUX 1 going in here, just put that up. Yeah, let me see. And so we can start off my set here. Yeah, right now, welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage on WMFO.
WMFO Medford. I'll see you guys next week. I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Edward. This is Chris Earle signing off. Thanks for listening. WMFO Medford. Stick around.
Strawberries and Thyme を聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
I've been breeding boneless free-range kittens and playing cards with the cast from Valerie's family.
Oh, stop being such a drama king.
Days ahead.
I want young men and young women who are not alive today, but who will come into this world with new privileges and new opportunities. I want them to know and see that these new privileges and opportunities did not come without somebody suffering and sacrificing for them.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Oh yeah, that's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, sometimes real world historical events. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web, which is the way Philip and maybe Ryan and maybe Dylan and John Fisk are listening to us this evening. And maybe Arthur and Chuck and Diane are tuning in on the FM on those, yes, 91.5 frequency modulated airwaves, those Hertzian waves. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Bukert. And, well, first off, thanks to my WMFO colleague and friend, Chris Earle, for inviting me on the special extended edition of his show, Chris's Helpful Tips. And that was a great conversation that we had, mixing up a little bit of music from 7 until 8 there. And Chris invited me back again next week, so I think hopefully I'll be able to join him again for that 7 to 8 p.m. hour. So our theme this evening is called Royal Flush. And what we're going to be doing is playing songs by or about aces, kings, queens, jacks, and tens. This ties into the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday that's coming up this Monday. He's predominantly featured in our audio clips from who knows where, especially in a very special remix set I've got for you in the second hour of the show. We began this episode with a Japanese artist, of course. This is what one of the Plastic Sushi rules are. Always begin with Japanese music, and then we go genre jumping. Yeah, that was Ace Shimizu, the song called Tearless Angel from his Time Axis album. On the front of that album, well, he dresses up in white makeup that first seems like it was some sort of reinterpretation of Kiss. But then I realized, you know, he's Japanese and it looks like it's also some sort of Kabuki influence. Kabuki and Kiss. We have got so much great music coming up for you this evening. Tonight from the likes of Carole King, Ace of Base, The Kingsmen, and Queen. Plus songs about aces, kings, queens, jacks, and tens from AC/DC. Sorry, John. ABBA, Led Zeppelin, Dick Dale, The Beatles, The Cult, The Crystal Method, and even the Sex Pistols. Backing me up right now, this is Benny Goodman and his orchestra with the King Porter Stomp. Although I'm going to, in subsequent sets, my ambiance, that's the music I play while I'm talking during the breaks, we're going to be hearing from Frank Zappa, who's going off completely orthogonally on this whole theme. But anyway, since our theme tonight is called Royal Flush, and we started off with a song by Ace Shimizu, let's fill in all the rest of the matching cards in the next set with a song each about a queen, a king, a jack, and 10. And we're going to begin this with a song from the Japanese band Denki Groove. This is TXL Techno Queen, here for you on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, coming from Tufts University campus.
Have you ever jacked in? Have you ever wire tripped?
Trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. But 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8-12 four-bedroom. I'm a man of means by no. King of the road, third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Whoa, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short, but not too big around. I'm a man of means by king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all their children, all of their names, in every handout in every town. Every lock, it ain't locked when no one's around. I sing traders for sale or rent, rooms let 50 cents. I ain't got no cigarettes, I've got 2 hours of pushing
bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Trailers for sale or rent, rooms let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing.
I love my gay male friends, but when I was a little girl, I always wished that I would be constantly surrounded by gorgeous guys, and I am, and I should have been more specific.
and be king? Is that all?
Perhaps not even that.
Yes, sir, the word father brings back a lot of memories to me. And there were times when I couldn't sit on those memories.
Again, it will be. Though the course may change sometimes, rivers always reach the sea. Blind skies of fortune, each has separate ways. On the wings of maybe. That's all right with me. In the midst, I think of you and how it used to be.
No mistake, marijuana.
great surprise to me. Never thought I'd see your face the way it used to be.
Oh, God. There's nothing more inconvenient than an old queen with a head cold.
For the Rutherford Institute, here is constitutional attorney John Whitehead.
We've all heard the expression, a man's home is his castle. But is he really the king of the castle if a homeowners association can prohibit him from posting political signs in his own front yard? That was the question put before a state appeals court when several New Jersey residents sued the Twin Rivers Homeowners Association. The residents claimed their right to engage in political speech was being violated, and the appeals court unanimously agreed, ruling that the residents' right to engage in expressive exercises must take precedent over the association's private property interests. The point of law is our First Amendment. The right to speak freely, especially in your own front yard, is one of your first liberties. This is John Whitehead for the Rutherford Institute.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, broadcasting on the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford and on the web at WMFO.org. Our theme for this evening's sound collage is called Royal Flush, as we play songs by and about aces, kings, queens, jacks, and tens. And as we look forward to celebrating the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday that's coming up this Monday, we're having a bunch of speech excerpts from that American freedom fighter mixed in between and on top of the music. Well, mostly on top of the music. That last set was Queen, King, Jack, and Ten. And then King is a public service announcement. Yeah, what I mean by that is we began that set with the Japanese band Denki Groove and their highly electronic piece, TXL Techno Queen. And then a little bit of Some country music from way back when, from Roger Miller, King of the Road. And then a live AC/DC track rendered by their newer singer, Brian Johnson. That was The Jack. And then Led Zeppelin finished off the music in that set with 10 Years Gone. And we concluded with a public service message from the Rutherford Institute that was entitled King of the Castle. Meanwhile, right now, completely orthogonal to our theme, we've got some ambiance from Frank Zappa. This is called The Beltway Bandits. So, in the next set, we're going to be hearing some classic rock from the Rolling Stones, some classic disco from ABBA, some classic surf music from Dick Dale, and some hard-hitting electronic beats from the Crystal Method. And that's going to be all coming to us in the form of a king, a queen, a jumping jack, and then 10 of something. 10 miles, actually. But before that, we are going to hear from the band Ace of Base. And this is a reworking of their big hit, All That She Wants. But what's really cool about this is they pushed around on the genre a bit. And this is actually done in the style of some Indian dance music. Bhangra. Yeah, so let's continue exploring our theme here of Royal Flush with the Bhangra dance version of the Ace of Bases, All That She Wants. Here in WMFO in Medford.
youngsters know what these goofballs are made of, son?
You gotta keep your strength up, sunshine. You can't cruise all night on an empty stomach.
I love humans. All the same patterns and things that aren't there.
Shop.
you, honey. What if there's one thing I can't stand is a queen without a sense of humor. You can die with your secret, miserable, piss-elegant fairy.
I work hard all day, too. And what do I get? A lot of yak from you. You at least get out every day, see things, talk to people. I never get out of this cave.
Back off, Jack!
No sex, no mistake. I don't want it.
Nipples are hard just thinking about it.
Oh, what does that old queen know?
Transmit the HIV virus via frottage. What's frottage?
It's yogurt. It's French.
Yeah.
you keep moving.
You're listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sonic Montage on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme this evening is called Royal Flush, as we play songs by or about aces, kings, queens, jacks, and tens. Plus, with Martin Luther King Jr. Day coming up this Monday, we're predominantly playing a whole bunch of audio clips from some of his speeches in the 1960s. We commenced that previous set with Ace of Base and their Bhangra version of their hit song, All That She Wants. And then it was going back to the 1960s with Dick Dale and his Deltones and King of the Surf guitar. And then we heard some prime disco music from the 1970s with ABBA and Dancing Queen. And then back a bit to the 1960s with the Rolling Stones and Jumpin' Jack Flash. And then from a 21st century album by the Crystal Method, an electronic piece called 10 Miles Back. Meanwhile, right now, completely orthogonal to any of these previously mentioned themes and ideas is Frank Zappa. This piece is called Variations on Carlos Santana's Secret Chord Progressions. Pretty wild guitar playing. So, we're going to go full circle in the next set with something that I kind of did